Coil Ray talking about them lazies all around the world. We also checked out Takeo, by the way, with brand new music on the way. And we had Nasty C with Endless. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Thank you once again for choosing us today. Having extensive conversations about mental health. Why? Because World Mental Health Day is today, okay? Mm. And the theme this year is mental health in the workplace. Earlier on, between 7 and 8, we had a conversation with OC Lisa Matomola. And we will continue with these conversations, all right? This one, albeit a bit brief, okay? We are going to have a conversation right now that's with OC Tessa Becker. Elise, who anchors our mid-morning, will continue with that conversation. And Tessa Becker is from the Namibian Association of Occupational Therapists. Let's get into it.
Welcome. It is Elise, and this afternoon I am joined by Tessa Becker, the Chief Occupational Therapist at Ventuk Central Hospital. Now, we are commemorating World Mental Health Day. Tessa, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Elise. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Now, it is World Mental Health Day, right? And this is not a strange topic to Namibia. So we just want to get into some things for this year. What is World Mental Health Day's theme for this year, 2024?
So this year, the World Mental Health Day theme is it's time to prioritize mental health in the workplace. Which I think is actually coming from a place where we're in this age of technology where things are developing and suddenly a lot more is expected of us as employees. And maybe unless you're one of the ones who has an understanding boss, if you're a lucky one, then maybe it's not so bad. But I think lots of times suddenly we as employees are expected to be available all the time. There's not this work-life balance, I think, or at least it's shifting. So we need to be available all the time. We're expected to respond to emails, even possibly when on leave, to move at the sort of same pace as technology. And we need a lot higher qualifications to get into jobs. And yeah, so I think that really is taking its toll. And COVID really brought that to light, mental health in the workplace.
Absolutely. And of course, like I said before, that mental health is not it's a strange thing to Namibian people. I think we have one of the highest suicide rates on the African continent. So I want to find out from you, how are we celebrating it in Namibia this year?
So at Ventuk Central Hospital, this year will be our 14th annual sports day. We have a mental health sports day every year. This will be our 14th one. That's a really special event that I'd maybe like to touch on a little bit later. But because of the theme of it being in the workplace as well, ironically, mental health service providers are also often have crises in their mental health while providing mental health services. Mm-hmm. So we'll also be having an event on Wednesday, the 9th of October at the mental health care unit for the staff and for the outpatients there.
Awesome. And what are the aims of the Mental Health Sports Day?
So the sports day is, so I mentioned the one on Wednesday is more for the staff members and those that are at the unit, but mm-hmm. our sports day on Friday the 11th, that will be at the Koma Stadium mm-hmm. From 10 o'clock. And our aims are mostly, firstly, for participation. So many times people with mental illnesses, mental health service users, feel so alone within their illness. So it's really just an opportunity for participation, for people to reduce their isolation. It will be a fun day for everyone with sports and games and cool drinks and fun.
To listen to the rest of this interview and other podcasts, visit freshfm.com.na.